They're calling themselves the Education Legislature, but Juneau has not settled on a level of school support this year that most districts consider adequate. And there was a serious attempt to amend the Constitution to allow public education dollars to flow to private schools, including religious schools. This was the backdrop for two recent lobbying trips to Juneau by Sitka School Board members Lon Garrison and Jennifer Robinson. During the work session with the Assembly, Robinson said her efforts to advocate for more state funding for local schools were undermined by one issue. Sitka does not contribute the maximum funding allowed by law to its local schools. Robinson is also director of the Sitka Chamber of Commerce, as well as daughter of Sitka Mayor Mim McConnell. She told the Assembly she did not often get on a soapbox, but Sitka's failure to fully fund schools locally was beginning to take a toll on her.
There's two things that I considered when I moved here. It wasn't how beautiful it is. It wasn't that this has been my home. It was, number one, my family was here. And number two, Sitka has an amazing school system and a place that I know my kids are going to get a great education. And if either one of those hadn't been here, I would not have moved back to Sitka. Because as a single parent, it's not worth the struggle of trying to survive in a town where either I didn't have that family support, I wouldn't have made it, or where my kids aren't gonna get a quality education. I have to pay so much to live here, and I work so hard to make it happen that without that education, it wouldn't have been worth it. I'd rather live somewhere else where I can afford to live and make sure my kids are well educated and can be successful. And I am not the only one that feels this way. And if we don't make sure that we are funding our schools, we are going to be cutting the programs that give our kids the education they need. And we are going to lose more and more families. There has to be a way to make a living, and there has to be quality schools for families to stay here. I don't care how affordable the housing is or what kind of economic development we bring in. If we kill our school system now, we're not going to keep the families here long enough to get to that point.
The city of Sitka contributed a little over $5 million in funding to schools this year, about $1.6 million less than the cap, or the amount allowed by state law. The city contributes thousands more to the district in ways that don't count against the cap, through community schools, for example, and sports activities. But Robinson and Garrison said they repeatedly were questioned by legislators about Sitka's failure to fund education to the cap. Assembly members had no direct response to the board's appeal. Pete Esquiro was concerned that the district was reducing staff at Baranoff and Blatchley. He questioned the wisdom of cutting people while pursuing technology goals that would put a computer tablet in every child's hands in the near future. Board President Lon Garrison responded that the landscape of education was changing.
By the time the kindergartners this year graduate, my guess is that well over 50% of them will go on to get higher education, and it will all be distance delivered. The brick and mortar days are fast disappearing, and the world is changing quicker than you can imagine. Things that we did in 2007 and 2008 seem like decades ago. You know, when you figured the iPhone was introduced in 2007.
The work session was a more cordial exchange between the two elected bodies than it's been in the past. In fact, Assemblymember Mike Reif complimented the board on its conservative approach towards its use of reserves and its expectations for state funding. One notable difference with past meetings was that outgoing Superintendent Steve Bradshaw did not speak until he was invited to share his opinion by the Assembly. Over 13 years on the job, Bradshaw has occasionally used this forum to press the Assembly hard. His swan song, however, was conciliatory.
And I know you're faced with tough choices. I know the budget's tight, but I also know that we find ways to get the things done that we want in life. This community has always supported education, from Pacific High School to the auditorium to everything else we've asked for. So I would urge you in the future to continue to do that, because that, I believe, is our goal, is to try to make each generation a little bit better.
The school board will hold a final budget hearing on April 21st and submit a final budget to the Assembly shortly thereafter. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Robert Woolsey.